Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Oh man, Suri, I'm still in mourning. I'm happy to chat with you, but yeah, this is a rough one.
Oh, thank you, Sharon. I love that. Thank you.
Of course. Oh, I mean, how are you feeling today? Obviously, people gave you your flowers, as they should, but watching the episode back, sort of knowing what was coming, how are you feeling after that?
You know, I feel awesome. I feel great. I feel like I did everything I could. I have zero regrets this time. There's not a advantage get 'em or something. There's not a fire challenge. There's nothing that I could have done, even down to my Hail Mary last minute, let's pin this on Aubrey thought. I feel like I did everything I should and could in this game. So, and I got so much. I was there with Mr. Beast, okay? I was there. There was people, outsiders, brought into our little bubble for the first time in 50 seasons. So, I feel awesome, Sharon. I do. Yeah.
Listen, I don't know how you do it, Suri. Every time you become more impressive and people are saying this is strategically your most impressive game. Would you agree with that? How do you feel about your gameplay this season?
I do. I agree with them because I knew they would be after me the second I hit the beach, and they were.
Oh, yeah.
And from Jenna's mouth to God's ears, she said the second we hit the sand, she wanted me out. And I knew that would be the case, and still I rise. So I feel like, again, no regrets.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, where do you feel like your game went wrong? There was a lot of luck involved as well. The rock draw last week, Ozzy going home, even though you did your best to try to warn him. Was there something specific that you can pinpoint, or you're not really?
No, because I think because of the people that were still in the game, the outcome, even if Devin's was still there, it would still be the same outcome. Because when you hear them speak, even when I went to Joe, I was like, so what do you think of Joe? And Joe says to me, well, Suri, you know, nobody will ever be able to beat you in the end. I knew then the writing was on the wall. Right. I knew that the people left besides Tiffany would not ever want to sit next to me in the end game. So, yeah, that was that. I mean,
they're right. did you even worry about who you were sitting next to? Because, again, I'm not sure anyone could have beaten you. But like, were you thinking about that? Like, oh, I got to go to the end with specific people, or
I just want to get there because I knew if I got there.
Yeah. We all know.
That's the problem. We all know.
Yes, it is the problem, Suri. Listen, Ozzy didn't have the greatest things to say about Rizzo in his exit press. I'm curious how you're feeling about Rizzo today. You know, he did write your name down. You had been working together really closely. You protected him a bunch. How are you feeling about Rizzo?
Rizzo is young and Rizzo is hungry, and Rizzo, just like every other person out there, wanted to win, right? So it's like I have three sons, all of them older than Rizzo, and they have done things in life and made mistakes in life. But do I turn my back on them? Do I now I don't love them anymore because they did something foolish or something against what I would have thought they should have done? No, and Rizzo was playing the best hand he thought he had, right? He knew he could never, we could go to the end together, even though we would have went with him. In his mind, he wouldn't win. And his sole purpose was to win by any means necessary. So can I be mad at him for that? No, I'm not mad at him.
I think it was a respect thing for sure. Did you ever consider turning on Rizzo, or were you ride and die for Ozzy and Rizzo?
Once you prove to me And I don't get any reason or any information or any feeling of ick that you're not to be trusted or you lied to me directly in my face. I don't catch any of that. That solidifies me. If I feel like I can trust you, then I'll ride with you till the wheels fall off.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that because, Stephanie is someone that you caught her lying a few times and she's in, saying that that was her biggest mistake was trusting you and that you weren't loyal. What is your response to that?
I'm 56 in July, Sharon, and I have lived my life drama-free. Right. And what I would like to, I mentioned my grandchildren, Avani and Avon. And a lot of times in my younger years, I felt I match energy. I'm whatever energy you give me, I'm gonna match that energy. But what I've learned is some energy, all energy ain't good energy, and it ain't worth it. You don't have to prove yourself by matching anyone's energy. And also, people's perception is their reality, and there's no arguing with people's perception. So why do it?
Yep, well said, well said.
It,
I wanted to ask you about Aubrey because you obviously had played with Aubrey before, and you guys, she told me she has a soft spot for you. She obviously voted you out, but she, gave you your flowers. We didn't see much of your relationship with Aubrey. Did you have a relationship out there, or you just were never working together?
We were cordial, but it was almost like understood without saying. I knew Aubrey would never want to go to the end with me, right? And so I felt that kind of, even though I felt the love, like Aubrey knows we love each other, is goes without saying. However, in this game, Aubrey too, she has a family. Aubrey is there to win. This is her fourth time, and notwithstanding the love we feel for each other, we're all there for the same reason. So there was like that little wall between us. And when it worked for us, listen, we need to vote this person out. It ain't you, it ain't me. It worked for us. But when it came down to it, I tried to pin her and she had to come for me. It is what it is. But there's zero love lost there.
Yeah, it was a respect thing again. I think she knew. I gotta ask about what was your conversation like when you got back to Ponderosa with Ozzy?
Ozzy was very, very apologetic. And for me, it was again like I made so many mistakes in this 55-year life, Sharon, that I have been forgiven for and shown grace for. And that's all I felt. Like I, because listen, you, Ozzy saved me in the first vote. Ozzy gave me an extra vote. Like I, how can I be mad at you for messing up when all you did was try to help me throughout this game? So that was what the conversation was like.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I see he wants you to win this fan favor. He's like, okay, if you guys aren't voting for me, vote for Suri. So clearly still an affinity there. Jeff told me Amanda Kimmel was supposed to be on the season. How would have that played into your game? Did you talk at all to her?
Awesome. I've spoken to Amanda one time, and I knew she had gotten married and had a baby, and that was years ago. And that was not even like that was on like social media before she got off or whatever. But oh my God, that would have been so iconic. I would love to see Amanda. I would have loved to see Amanda there. It would have been just mind blowing for us to. I'm sure her, me, Tiffany D, it would have been a Black Widow Brigade
Yes,
2.0.
that would have been so good. Okay, so I wanted to ask about Joe and Jonathan. Did anyone ever consider getting rid of them, or were you like, no one saw them as threats? Like, what was the deal with those two?
Think everybody's mindset was they would never win.
Okay, that's
I
fair.
was like, man, no, you like Aubrey. Aubrey has the right state of mind. You got to get rid of people who are going to actually win the game. So that's who was spotlighted. That who those are the people who are always in the bullseye.
Yep. That's why I know a lot of people are like, oh, maybe Serene and Devin should have worked together since they were the biggest threats. But when you
Would
get
have
down to this,
been,
yeah,
yeah,
it's
exactly. Right. That part.
yeah. How was it playing 26 days versus the other format? Did you feel a difference or not really?
You know what? I don't know why, but I didn't feel that much of a difference.
Okay.
I didn't, I mean, I felt like we weren't as emaciated because it was another, what, 13 days to make it 39 would have been like, oh my God, just excruciating on from a physical standpoint, from a hunger standpoint. But outside of that, not too much difference to me.
Speaking of,
I think I might have just lost a lash. Okay.
can we talk about how good your lashes looked the whole season?
That's my girl. Shout out to Classy Strands in Jersey City. I keep telling her I get so many DMs about my lashes.
Oh my God.
I didn't expect them to pass the first challenge in the mud. When I
Yep.
got back and they were caked on and I washed the mud off and they were still there, I said, oh, I went to her the other day. That's where these came
I hope she's getting good business out of this.
from.
One of the things I love about you, Suri, is you do these shows, you do very well, and then you just kind of go back to your normal life. But I have to imagine at work or, you're walking on the streets of New York, people come up to you. How is that experience? Because you're just like, I kind of just want to go back into my normal life, but I also, is it nice when fans come up to you or does it get like overwhelming?
No, it's awesome. And let me tell you something. I gotta tell you this story, Sharon.
Okay,
I
tell me.
haven't any other interviews I haven't told. So recently I was coming from Vegas to LA. I was there for the broadcasters accepting the Survivor Award for the broadcasters convention. And I'm in the airport and I see Shannon Sharp there. You know who Shannon Sharp is,
Yes.
right? Right. So I everybody knows who Shannon Sharp is. So I see him, and but I've seen him have interactions in the airport before that wasn't too like he I know he don't really want to be bothered in the airport. So I noticed him, but then I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna bother Mr. Sharp. I'm gonna let him have his time. So I get on the plane, and as I'm sitting there, here he comes, and I'm saying to myself, oh no, please don't let him sit next to me. Please don't sit
No
next to me,
way.
please. And of course, he puts his bag down right in the chair next to me while he puts his stuff in the overhead. And then he picks his bag up and he sits down. And it's obvious I know who he is, right? I can't, like, it would be weird if I didn't acknowledge him. So I say, hey, Shannon, big fan, not going to bother you. Enjoy your flight. That's it. I want him to know, acknowledge him. He's like, oh, thank you, whatever, right? So we're sitting there. And as the other people board the plane, there's like a line, you know how the line is there, and there's like maybe the fourth person down, a young lady gets on and she's with a lady and another gentleman, and she looks at me and then she does the double take and then she has this huge smile on her face. So I know, right?
Yep.
So she turns around to the lady and the gentleman behind her and says something, and they look, and I'm like, oh wow. So as she gets up to the our seat, she looks past Shannon, looks over to me and says, Ceree, big fan. Oh my gosh. I looked and I saw that was you. And Shannon Sharp goes like this. And he looked at me like, who is this?
You're stealing his thunder, sorry.
She says, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bother you. And I said, oh, no bother. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That to me, I'm so honored that who it's me.
That's
It's just
cool.
me, Serene. So when people show me that, I'm never bothered. I'm never upset that someone recognizes me and want to say hi.
I love that. It's so funny. People confuse my name with Shannon Sharp because I'm Sharon Tharp, and
Right.
it gets
Yeah,
so it's funny. It
exactly.
was
I can
him.
see that. Yep.
Oh my gosh. Anything from your game that you wish we saw in the edit? Like any relationships we didn't really see? I mean, you were working with everyone, basically. So.
No, I mean, no, for the most part, what you saw is it, you know, me and Jonathan had good conversations, like real life conversations that, you know, weren't wasn't shown. And even me and Joe had some real life conversations that wasn't shown, but I think I what was shown, I'm happy with.
Okay. I know you got to run real quick. You've probably been asked this 50 times, but all right. It's Survivor calls. Are you picking up the phone or you're like, this is it?
Pick up the phone, obviously, because I will always pick up the phone for Survivor. But I need to know what capacity they need me.
Yeah.
If it's to do challenges and run up and down the beach, probably no thank you.
Okay. This is not the last we're going to see of Sri on TV, though.
Probably not.
Okay. Love it. Well, Suri, it's always a pleasure chatting with you. I hope to see you next week at the finale.
Likewise. Thank you,
All
Sharon.
right.
Thank
Have a good
you.
one. Bye.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.